A shir in the iyun of the Daf Hayomi of this week from Avishai David. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Zayin and Aleph, Sholchalem Esther the Chachomim Kisvuni Lidoros. Esther asked Chazal, Chachmi Chazal, she should be written up for eternity. Sholchula, they responded to her, Alokasavti Lecha, Shleshim. Only three times, Shleishim v'lo Riveim, at Shematzel Mikra Kosev Bateil, till they found a Mokar for adding. Ksov Zos Zikaron Baseva, the Psukim at the end of Bishalach, Ksov Zos Mashe Kosev Kandu v'Mishneh Torah. Chazal Dash in the Pasuk at the end of Bishalach, right here, what's written, and in Mishneh Torah, Zikaron Mashe Kosev B'Neviim, B'sefer Mashikosu b'Megillah. So here we have a Makar, a Pasuk in Chumash. That which is written here, that which is written in Mishneh Torah, that which is written in the Neviim, and that which is written in the Megillah. The Gemara says, Ketanoi, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. K'sov Zos Mashikosu Kan. Zikaron Mashikosu b'Mishneh Torah. B'sefer Mashikosu b'Neviim, Dvir Rabbi Yeshua. The first opinion of Rabbi Yeshua has three mekoros, that which is written here in Bishalach, Zikaron, which is found in Kiseisei and Dvarim, and Besefer, that which is written in the Vim. Rabbi Elazar Modo Yomer, Ksov Zos Mashikosov Kandu in Mishneh Torah, Zikaron Mashikosov in the Vim, Besefer Mashikosov in Megillah. So we have Machlokes Tanoim relating to this issue. Three and not four, or four. The Gemara continues. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Esther in the Metame Seyadayim. That Esther is not Metame Seyadayim. Ask the Gemara, does that mean that Shmuel holds Esther was not written Baruch HaKodesh when we know Shmuel said Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh? So the Gemara says a very famous answer. Nemra Likrois v'la Nemra Lichtov. It was said only for the purpose of Kriya, and not for the purpose of Ksiba. And that the Gemara is Tekasha, Meisvei, and the Gemara proves that Ve'ester, Mitame Sayadayim, that it is Mitame Sayadayim. So the Gemara says that opinion that holds Esther as Mitame Sayadayim is like Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi says, like Rabbi Yeshua who said, Zos, Ksov Zos, Zikaron Basefer, Mashikosu Batera, Zikaron Mashikosu b'Mishneh Torah, B'Sefer Mashikosu b'Neviim, Rabbi Yeshua's position, that he contends there are three Mekoros, three times, Avo b'Megillah, says Rashi, Lo Nitna L'Kosev, b'Megillah, there's no basis, no Heter for Ksiva, El L'Gorsa Alpeh v'Likrosa, only to learn it Alpeh, and to read it, Kriya. And that's what Rabbi Nechanan also writes, Shileishim v'lo Ribeim, three times and not four times, lo nitan li'kasev. So Tesis points out on the spot, what does it mean when the Gemara says, Nemra likros lo nemra lichtov, mashma desava demuta likros alpe, that apparently you see that it's permissible to read it alpe. The question that can be posed on this statement of Tesis, which many already question, how could Tesis argue on a Stam Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Daf Yudzayin and Aleph, Kor Alpeh lo Yotza, the Megillah cannot be read Alpeh. And Rab is of the opinion in Daf Yudzayin and Aleph, Shekos Tzorech L'Kaiso L'Tzorech V'Begidin, that the Megillah has to be written and has to be sewn with sinews, with Gidin. And Rabbi Yochanan says over there as well, Im Korah B'Megillah Aksuvim and Aksuvim lo Yotza. So how could Tesis say that Muta L'Kaiso Alpeh? So apparently, the answer has to be presented along the following lines. The Pei Yeshua and the Mari Barlev, Beirav, in Simon Lamedalad, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, one of the Gdolim of the generation of the Beis Yosef, understand that when the Gemara says, Lo Nitna Likose, what it means is, Beruach HaKedesh. But with Rabbanon, certainly Nitan Likose Velikros. So we'll try to explain exactly what that means, but in order to do so, we have to present a Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Brisklov. The Chiddush agrees, brings a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechet Megillah. The Yerushalmi writes in the first parak of Megillah, parak Aleph, halacha Aleph. Rab Chelbo, Rab Yosef, B'shem Rab Lezer, Nemar kan divrei shalom ba'emes. It says in the Megillah, divrei shalom ba'emes, and it says in the Pasuk, emes kenevi al timkor, harei kamitra shal Torah. That the Megillah is considered to be authentic Torah. Ma zol tzvi chasirtot, av zol tzvi chasirtot. Just like Torah requires sirtot, that the lines have to be written in a fashion where one is able to read it in an appropriate kind of fashion, Megillah also requires sirtot. Secondly, mazo nitna li dorish, just like Torah lends itself to drasha, avzo nitna li dorish. The Yerushalmi continues, Abiyam Yerushalmi b'shmuel b'ar Yitzhak, Megillah shemasar Shmuel l'dovid nitna li dorish. The Megillah was given by Shmuel to David HaMelech, lends itself to drasha. My time, hakol b'chsav mi'ad Hashem v'lai hiskil. Says the Yerushalmi, hakol b'chsav zu ha-maserah. That refers to the maserah. Mi'ad Hashem is ruach ha-kodesh. So here we have a pasuk that the Yerushalmi quotes in order to justify darshaning the Megillah. So the Brisklov asks, "What do I need a Yalfusa?" The Megillah says the Nitnali Dorish. Why is it different than Shar Kisei HaKodesh that obviously one is allowed to darshan? So going back now to the original question in Asugya, Dav Zayinim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, in a very clear kind of way, Nemra Likros on Nemra Lichtov, which seems to be not in sync with all the Gemaras later on in Masechet Megillah. So Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav explains in a very beautiful way the following Yisod. And this is based on the Tesis that we mentioned as well, that Tesis points out. So the Mari Bei Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, quotes the Tesis who writes, that the Megillah lo nitna li kasev, elo legarsa al peh v'li kreisa. That you're allowed to read it al peh. So Tosfos apparently wants to avoid another explanation. That we would have said, the Svarah for Shmuel, according to the Gemara, that he says, Hu di Omar k'Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says, Dabar sheshilashta v'yatra v'ashoi l'rabo. So on the contrary, you see, there are only three Mekoros, and you're not allowed to read the Megillah b'chsav. Dvarim shebichsav yato v'ashoy liyomer balpeh. Dvarim shebalpeh yato v'ashoy likosom. And that's why the lashon of the Gemara is nemra, the language. Nemra doesn't say nitan, but rather it says nemra. Mashma, there's no mitzvah to write the Megillah. And therefore you're allowed to read it balpeh. It's not considered to be dvarim shebichsav. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, from the language of Shmuel, who says that Esther Einim and Thomas are dying, why do you use such a lashon? He should have said, you're not allowed to write it down because there's only a heter to write it down three times. Dabar sheshilashto, yato v'ashoy l'rabo. So mashma from that, that it's mutter to write it. And when the Gemara says, Hu diomer k'Rabbi Yeshua, so he holds like him b'miktsas, but not completely. So you see from the Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, Rabbi Lazar Modoi, who darshan b'seifim mashikosim in Megillah, he holds the Megillah says that apparently nitan likose. It's included, it's incorporated in Kisvi HaKodesh, and according to him, Megillah says that it's included in Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Rashor Liyomim Balpeh, and then we can't read it Balpeh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who darshan b'seifim mashikosim in Devim, and Dvarim Sheshilashtu Yata Rashor Liyomim, Megillah Sefer is Dvarim Shebalpeh, and therefore cannot be read Menaksav. But Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua b'miktsas, namely that we don't darshin like Rabbi Elazar Modoi b'seifa mashikosav b'Megillah. So in effect, it's nitan likosev, it's a davar shebichsav, and according to Shmuel, it's not called a davar shebichsav. But we don't hold it entirely like Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't hold like the drasha Rabbi Yeshua, the davar sheshilashto uyato v'ashoy l'rabo, and you can't write it down because in effect, it's davar shebal peh. But according to Shmuel, Megillah says there, is a dava b'fnei atzma shenemra likros v'lonemra lichtov, which means it's not a dava shebichsav because there's no chiyuv to write it down mishum basefer mashikosav b'megillah. It's also not a dava shebalpeh because he doesn't hold the isek siva from the But rather, it was said Ruach Hakodesh Likros without a chiyuk siva. But if you wish to write it, you can write it down. So muta likroso bichsav. You're allowed to read it bichsav. You're allowed to read it about peh. So of course, the question is that even if you hold like Shmuel, that he does not hold the drash Rabbi Yeshua, the davish shilash duyat Rabashoy leRavo, and there's no isak siva. But since the Gemara says lo nidan likosev, and there's no chiyuv siva, so it becomes part of Kisvei HaKodesh that was nichtav b'nevuah, and Dvarim she'bal peh, so why shouldn't there be the Isur of Dvarim she'bichsav, Yatav HaShoy, Lamin Bal Peh, and Dvarim she'bal peh, Yatav HaShoy, Lamin Bichsav? This kasha is asked by many, by the Chazon Ish, and by others as well. So I heard, in the name of several G'dolei Yisrael, that they explain, based on the Briskov, in Perek Beis, Zichus Begil Halacha Tes. Briskov is Mechadish. There are two dinim of ksiva b'megillah. One is a din that the megillah has to be written, and that's a separate din of ksiva, which has nothing to do with Kisvei HaKodesh. Esther and Mordechai decided to write the megillah after the event occurred, Lashon HaBa, and has no din of chalois Kisvei HaKodesh on it whatsoever. Secondly, according to Abalazim Madoi, he says it is included in Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara says in Baal Basra, and Daf Yudalid, when the Gemara discusses Sidrun Shal Ksuvim, and it mentions there Megillas Esther. So according to Rabbi Lazar Modoi, Esther's Metamasi Adayim, it's included in Kisvei HaKodesh, and that ksiva was made by Anshe Sagdela once they came together, after they came to Eretz Yisrael, because Nevuah could not be written down in Chutz Aretz, and that's the Pashas of the Sugya Megillah Daf Zayin. The Esther wrote the Megillah, the Shana Abba, the Pasuk says, Vatichtob Esther, Hamalka Bas Avichayil, Vesmolach HaYudi, Kol Tokef. But Esther now asked the Chacham, Kisun the Doros. Means after a number of years when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, she wanted, now she has Sagdela, they should write the Megillah Esther, Ruach HaKodesh, as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's how the Briskov learns the Tahalich Shel Advorim. And that's what Rabbi Elazar HaModoi answered, Ksov Zosikorn Basefer, Basefer Mashekosu b'Megillah, that essentially Nitan Likose, and it's included in Klal Kisvei HaKodesh. So it comes out, based on the Briskov, that even according to Shmuel, who said that Megillah Esther was not said, Lo Nimra, Likose b'Kisvei HaKodesh, but as a din of Ksiva by itself, a din of Ksiva Samegillah. And since at the end of the day, even Shmuel holds it was said, Beruach HaKodesh, as the Gemara proves, and it has a din ksiva al pi Mordechai v'Esther that they initially, that's what they wanted to happen. So even though it was not nitan likase b'kisvei HaKodesh the time of Sei Adayim, but the etzem hadavar that it was written al pi Mordechai v'Esther, so it's no longer called Torah Shebal Peh. It's Varim Shebal Peh that have a din ksiva, at least for that period of time, and therefore Nemra Lichtov, and Tosfos holds that according to Shmuel, Mutar Likrasu b'Chsav, the Gamut of the Cross of Alpeh. And therefore, you have to say the Yerushalmi that I cited in the very beginning of Masechet Megillah, Perek Alva La'alav, is going according to Shmuel, that he holds that since it was only said Likros, but it's not Bichlal Kisvei HaKodesh, the Tamasei Adayim, so therefore the Megillah is Lo Nitan Lidarish Klal, because we're only allowed to darshin that which was canonized as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's the Gzera Shava that Yerushalmi quotes, Divrei Shalom v'Emes, and the Pasuk Emes Kenei v'Yam Timkar, that the Megillah is also Nitan Li'Doresh. But again, Nitan Li'Kasev, yes. But Be'etzem, we're talking about Dvarim Shebal Peh. So the Havamina was that only Kisvei HaKodesh is Nitan Li'Doresh, and not a Megillah, because it's Dvarim Shebal Peh. And that's what we learn out. Hakol B'Chsav Mi'ad Hashem Alai Hiskil, that Yerushalmi quotes, Mikan Shenitan Li'Doresh. So therefore it comes out that Yerushalmi, even according to the way we paskin, not like Shmuel, but Kabbalah and Hamadoi, the Megillah Nitna Likasi Ruach HaKodesh is included in Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's what the Briskov in the Sefer explains the Gemara Megillah, after Zayin and Mebeis, the Gemara Darshin, Divrei Shalom Be'emes, Balamish Yetzvicha Sirtut Kamidah Shal Torah. So Rashi and the Rambam understand that like a Sefer Torah that requires Sirta Dalal HaMoshe Me Sinai, And right away, Rishonim ask the Kasha, Taisa Melachos, Daf Lamabez, Mabez, and other Rishonim ask from the Gemara, Daf Yutessa Megillah, Megillah Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Zigeres. It has two terms that are associated with, that are conferred upon it. It's called the Sefer, that in Tafra B'chute Pishnim Sula. If I sew up the Megillah B'chutim of Pishnim of flax, it's possible. So if you want to say that the din of Sirta, the Megillah, is learned out from Sefer Torah, why do I need a pasuk of Dibur Shalom Be'emes? It should in fact be included, be subsumed under the rubric of Sefer. Just like a Sefer requires Tfirah Begidin, a Sefer Torah, so too the same thing should apply to, in effect, a Megillah that has the same din of Sirtot like a Sefer Torah. So the Biskolov answers, based on the Rambam, Perek Beis, Hichas Megillah Alachates, that the Rambam says, in Kosinus HaMegillah Ela B'dyo, the Megillah requires a certain kind of ink, ala gvil or ala klaf, kesevet Torah, utzricha sirtot ketorah atzma. The lashon of the Rambam is striking. The Megillah requires sirtot ketorah atzma. So why is it that there got to be certain halachos that you require gvil and klaf, and you require that it be sewn begidden? The lashon of the Rambam is kesevet Torah. The gabi the din of sirtot, the Rambam says, you need sirta kesevet Torah atzma. Why is there such a distinction between the Shomas of the Rambam? So the Rishkov learns out from there that halacha that sevet Torah requires sirta is not really one of the dinim that is embedded in the din of sevet Torah. That yisod refers to the Torah itself. That when the Torah is written, a sevet Torah is written, it has to be written, the ksiva has to be with sirtot. And he explains with that, the Rambam Perek Aleph Chesvin Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shein Kesi Sefer Torah, V'lo Mezuzah Ela B'Sirtut, Abol Tfilin Ein Tzorach Sirtut L'Pi Shein Mechupin. Tfilin doesn't require Sirtut because it's covered. The Iker Din of Sirtut is not totally in the Din of Sefer Torah Mezuzah. The Iker Halacha was said at the Torah itself. Torah requires Sirtut in the Ksiva of Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are called Ksivas Sefer Torah. We're writing psukim from the Torah. Memele, Tfilin, if the din of Sirtut would be relevant, and a Chanami, it would also be under the same category. However, because it's Mechupin, therefore, Tfilin doesn't have that particular halacha. And therefore, the Biskov says, the fact that Megillah is called a Sefer, and we dashim the pasuk Dibre Shalom ve'emes Harei Kamid Shal Torah. There are two separate halachas. It's two dinim. They're not really connected to each other. The fact that the Megillah is called a Sefer is relevant to the dinim that I said regarding a Sefer Torah, and it's totally in this same Sefer Torah that exists vis-a-vis the Megillah, and that's why it's called Sefer. The din of Megillah, the din Sefer Torah, applies in effect in all these areas. And yet, when we dashen the pasuk Divrei Shalom Emes Hu Adin Kamidah Shel Torah, that the Megillah is like Kamidah Shel Torah, that's a gabi sirtut. Sirtut is not a din in the Sefer Torah. Sirtut is a din in Torah Atzma. Torah Atzma Tzvicha Sirtut. Torah itself has to be written by sirtut. That's the pasuk Divrei Shalom Emes. That even the pasuk in the Megillah Hu Adin Kedivrei Torah has to be written by sirtut. So, in effect, the halacha of Divrei Shalom Emes, that Harehu Kamidah Shel Torah, was never said on the Megillah itself. It was only said on that which is written in the Megillah, which are the Kedivrei Torah, the Gabi Sirtot. But the din itself, of Megillah, Miksivasa, Tzivasa, and the Pasuk of Sefer, that's in effect coming to teach this halacha. So it comes out, this is exactly what the Yerushalmi has in mind. Yerushalmi Perek Avach Aleph, and the Yerushalmi says that Divrei Shalom Emes, and it says Emes Kenevi Al Timkar Agzera Shava, Harehu Kamidah Shel Torah, Ma Zot Tzvicha Sirtut, Av Zot Tzvicha Sirtut. Just like a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, the Megillah requires it. Ma Zot Nita Lidaresh, Av Zot Nita Lidaresh. So you see it exactly in the Yerushalmi, what the Briskov is saying. That Megillah's Kamidah Shel Torah does not refer to the Megillah itself, but only Al Advarim Haksuv Me Megillah Shem Kidivrei Torah. That which is written in the Megillah has a status of Divrei Torah. And Nita Lidaresh. And the Yerushalmi includes the din of Sirtut among the halachas of Nitna Lidarish, because that sirtut is also totally on the same yesod. And that's what the Rambam writes. That sirtut is required ketorah atzma. So now the Tosfos kasha that he asked, why do I need a pasuk divrei shalom ve'emes that you require sirtut? Why can we learn it out from the fact that it says sefer? And the answer is no. The fact that it's called sefer is only the God be certain dinim that are totally in the sefer Torah. But the din of sirtut is not totally in the sefer Torah. It's referring to the Torah itself. That we don't learn out from the pasuk of sefer. Only from the pasuk of divrei shalom ve'emes. And therefore, that's why sirtut is going to be required. And I saw, in the name of Hagoyin Avraham Gurovitz, Rashiv of Gated, that he brings to the Meiri in Kiyat Sefer, Mama Rishon Chele Gimel, the following. He writes, V'yafim Masechas Megillah, the Gemara says in Megillah, Adav Tezayinu Mebeiz, Megillah Tzvich HaSirtut, Kamidah Shal Torah. Says the Meiri, U'pir Shubok Doli Rabbonim, how did Rishonim explain this language of the Gemara? That Megillah requires Sirtut Kamida Shal Torah, Kitera Atzma. Just like the Yerushalmi says, Ne'ma Kandi Rishonim Emes. V'ne'ma Lahalon Emes Kenevi Al Timkor. Ma'zo Tzvicha Sirtut Avzo Kain. V'chein Ma'zo Nitna Lidoresh Avzo Kain. Alma Sevetor Tzvicha Sirtut. So now the Meiri goes on and says that how could people write that there's no sirtut for a sefer Torah, and he explains when the Gemara says in Megillah that Arei Kamidu Shal Torah Kimezuza Atzma. The Megillah is compared to like a mezuzah sheparshioseh yisayid haTorah v'ikram. V'la'ein says the Meiri Ela shemivin rayim makom shebonu v'hu sheim haTorah tzvicha sirtut. If the Torah requires sirtut, ma hutzrachnu lelamdam gzera shavah shal emes emes. Why do we need the Gzera Shava? Hoyalem lomam neshe nikra sefer. Because there's a din of a sefer Torah. And he writes, Uladaiti ain't zer klum. Sheim mila sefer mechayev es klum elam kein begufa or aksiva. Sefer refers to the actual physical element, namely the gufa or, the parchment, or the ksiva. Aval asir tzot ein yinyin sefer mochiach bo klum. Shekol she'or roi o haksiva ruya sefer mikri heim besirto then shelo besirto. Sirto has nothing to do with sefer. The idea of sefer is not mechayev sirto at all, and that's why there's a need to learn out the Megillah from Gzer Shava, and even the Yerushalmi in effect that says kamita shel Torah. So the Meiri points out Moshe ve'alozer nesi'a ve'eda that even though Megillah. So in fact, what the Kiyas Sefer of the Meiri is saying is exactly as the Briskov commented. Amazing. The same yesod, the same idea is being expressed in effect by the Meiri in the Kiyas Sefer that this halacha of Sirtut is nothing to do with the din of a Sefer Torah, but it's a separate halacha in the Torah itself, that sirtut is required, kamita shel Torah. So this yisod is a very beautiful yisod of the Briskov, and explains very nicely the different mekayros that we saw in the course of this discussion. And those the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Zayin Kisuna Ledoros, and a whole series of questions on the Balei HaTosfos who understand this concept of Nemra Lichtro Glikrois for the Lichtoiv, Mashra the Mutta, the Quest of Baal Peh, seems to be in contradiction to many, many Gemaras of Megillah, but based on Biskalov, that there are two aspects, two dinim, involving Ksivs HaMegillah. One is the reading of a Megillah that's Nichtav Kiksivs HaMegillah, that's a separate halacha, has no connection to Ksiva Kisvi HaKedesh, that's one halacha. And then, as we pointed out in the Biskalov, that is the second din. And there are dinim that are noveah mi sefer, and there are dinim of ksiva that are noveah not from sefer, but something that's not necessarily part of Kisvi HaKadosh. And that's exactly what we will, in effect, utilize in order to be miyashev many of these kashas that were asked by the Gdolim on what seems to be discrepancies in different areas of Chazal. So it's kedai to be ma'ayin in the Briskarov, in the Yerushalmi Perakal, Vechaz Megillah Alach Aleph, the Gemara Megillah Dazayinim with Aleph, and the different the Balei Hatzeisis. And with that, we can be Miyashev many of these questions. Kol Tov.